Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This is, for God's sake, follow God. It just thrills us so to see how it's God who is doing all this. No one in particular, no personality, cult, no individual who has to be there, but the Lord, and by the power of His Holy Spirit. So it's thrilling to us how the Lord is working, and that God has started this. God is keeping it going, and He is going to conclude it in His time. Who hath begun a good work in us is going to perfect it unto the end. For He is the author and the finisher of our faith, who hath delivered, who doth deliver, and who will yet deliver. Praise the Lord. Amen. In spite of the problems and questions, the Lord was in it, and I know God is working. Before I get into any further details of our trip, I want to deal with some of the questions that you asked and some of the problems that you posed. And I've been lying here praying about the situation, and I got a very clear answer from the Lord, as we have in every case where we really look up to Him for guidance and leadership. And that's what you've got to do. You cannot look to your own wisdom. You cannot rest in your own understanding. You must look for the supernatural, miraculous, powerful leading and guidance of the Holy Spirit. It's impossible to solve these problems on your own. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. So in your own strength, your own mind, your own understanding, your own trying to put two and two together, but you're going to have to ask the Lord by the supernatural, miraculous power of the Holy Spirit to give you a downright, outright, upright revelations, heaven right, straight from Him, to show you exactly what to do. Now, this is what we've always been dependent upon. He's the one we've always had to look to for leadership. And in all the former decisions and in laying of plans and program, you know me well enough, you've lived with me long enough, you've watched me in operation long enough to know that I never make a decision on my own if I can possibly help it. I never, ever make a snap judgment, usually even a quick decision. Some people get very impatient because they think I'm so slow because I can't give them an immediate answer. This is because they're giving too much credit where credit is not due. And that's to me, that I'm the one that ought to know, and I'm the one that is making the decisions. But you know me well enough by this time, and you know by our history for years now, that this is not so. Most of the time I don't know what to do. And that we always have to ask God and have to look to Him for His direct revelation, or His impression, or His leading, or His burden, or His guidance, and with it being confirmed by the mouth of two or three witnesses, by His word, by some fleece, by some revelation, by some leading. God has tried never to depend upon our own wisdom, our own understanding, or what we think is the thing, but to look directly to Him and expect His direct, revelatory, revolutionary, immediate guidance. Well, I just had such a little revelation on some of these problems you were discussing. I was just thinking about what I told you about the church in Jerusalem. We were discussing the problem. You were asking, well, how in the world are we going to train so many disciples with them coming in at the rate of one a day? I know you asked that question sincerely, and you weren't trying to be funny, and it is a problem to have so many disciples. God's work, I want to tell you, kids, if this thing be of God, no man can stand against it. And it's not dependent on any man. Do you understand? It is not dependent on any man, or any group of us even. If this thing be of God, no man is going to affect it one way or the other. Well, if it were of man, then the whole thing would come to naught. But you know good and well, the way God has been blessing, the way he has been causing us to grow, the way he has been protecting us now through the year, the way he has miraculously, supernaturally, amazingly provided for us, just by literally manna from heaven. You know God is with us, and you know God is in it, and you know God is the one who has done it. Don't for one moment give yourself the credit or one little thing you've done or, well, look how big we are, look how we're growing, lest you get like the people of the Tower of Babel and God come down and strike and confuse and scatter. Because the moment you get the slightest bit proud of yourself or you think you're doing something or accomplishing something, watch out. God will really set you back on your heels and show you who's the boss. God is the one who's doing this all, and if we follow him, we can't fail. If we follow the Lord, it's impossible for us to fail, because he is the one who's doing it. All we have to do is follow Jesus. Amen? Praise the Lord. He cannot fail. He cannot deny himself. Even though we are faithless, yet he remains faithful. He can't himself. And he cannot break his word. He is going to see it through. God is going to carry us through. He has begun a good work in us. He's going to complete it to the end. Do you believe that? Amen. Well, don't think you have to complete it. You don't think, well, now God started this thing, I know, but now we're going to have to finish it. Well, you better get that idea out of your head right now, because we can't finish it. Somebody was asking me today, well now, what are we going to do when we get so big like the early church did? What are we going to do then? And what are we going to do when this happens? And what are we going to do when we have some false doctrine entered in and maybe later years and blah, blah, blah? I got almost mad. I said, now wait a minute. I said, I don't even know what I'm going to do today, much less worried about tomorrow, much less worrying about years from now. That's absolutely ridiculous. I have to look to God right this minute for what I'm going to do today. How can I know what's going to happen tomorrow? Or how in the world am I going to tell what's going to happen next year or a few years from now? We don't even have that many years left. Somebody said, well, what if we get so big and powerful like the early church did and so popular and all of that? I said, thank God it took them over 200 years to get that far. And we don't have that many years left. So, praise God, I don't think we have time to go that far astray, to get that big, that powerful, that popular, that rich, and that recognized by the system. It was only when they got that big and that powerful and popular and with too much plenty. Power, popularity, and plenty are dangerous. Remember that. Power, popularity, and plenty are dangerous, so watch out. As long as we're still struggling for every penny and for every need, and as long as we're still weak and utterly dependent on God, and as long as we're still persecuted and unpopular, there's hope, because all we've got is God, and he's the only one that can possibly see us through. So as long as we are still persecuted instead of popular, as long as we are still weak instead of powerful,